Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Today's shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Yud. The Gemara brings the memra of Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda that Hamagbia Metzia L'Chaveiroi Loi Kona Chaveiroi, and the reason is because he is a Toifis L'Bal Choiv B'Mokim Shechav La'Acherim V'HaToifis L'Bal Choiv B'Mokim Shechav La'Acherim Loi Kona. Only by a poel, we say that there's an exception because yadoi ki yad bal habayis, but if not for that, we say that a person cannot be zoicher for someone else, b'makim shechav l'acherim, and therefore hamagbia metzia l'chaveroi, loy kana chaveroi. Rashi says, why is toifis l'bachoy b'makim shechav l'acherim loy kana? De lav kol kamine liois koifetz me'elov. You don't have a right to jump on your own v'chav l'elu and to make a hefsid for certain people. Me'achar shaloy asoy oisoy hanoisha shliach litvois. Since the one who you were collecting for did not make you a shliach to be toifis, therefore you have no right to get involved. Toisvis Dibra Maschel Toifis Labalchoiv, and also Toisvis in Gittin Yud Aleph Amid Beis and in other places in Shas, is Medayik from Rashi, that Rashi holds that even though the Gemara says here, Toifis Labalchoiv, B'makim Shechav Lachirim Loikana, if the Balchoiv, the Malve, made this person a Shliach to be Toifis on his behalf, even if it is Chav Lachirim, such a Tfisa works, only when the person is coming on his own to be Zoiche, Lav Kol Kamine Liois Koifetz Me'elov. But if Oisei HaNoishe made him a Shliach Litvois, it's Meduyik in Rashi that it would work. Taisvis asks on this from the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Pei Dalar Amid Beis, which is mashma, that even if the Malva made this person a shliach, still we say that you can't be Toifis Labal Choyiv, B'makim Shechav La'acherim. To answer Rashi, the Shach in Simen Kufay, Ichoyshe Mishpat Simen Kufay, Sifkatan Aleph, wants to suggest that maybe Rashi doesn't mean that every minui shlichus works. It means specifically when the shliach is your poil, and then we say yad poil ki yad balabayis. But that's very sussum in the Rashi. Rashi doesn't say that it has to be a poil. Rashi says, Me'acha shaloy asoy oisei hanoisha shliach. The lashon of Rashi that the person is koifetz me'elov is mashma that he's jumping without any minui shlichus. But if there is a minui shlichus, then it would work. That's the pashtus of the Rashi. So the Pnei Yeshua over here says another teretz, and he's mechaven to the Shita Mekubetzes and Ksubis in that Gemara on Daf Pei Dalet Amid Beis, that in that Gemara Rashi understands that itaka means that the person was not appointed as a shliach. Someone asked him to go collect the chayiv, but he wasn't making a maisa zechia for someone else. He was just going to collect it and then bring it back to the person who sent him, but he wasn't getting it with a shlichus to be zoiche on behalf of that Malva, and that's why in that Gemara it did not work. But Enechanami, if someone appoints a shliach to be toifes for him, even if it's b'makam shechav la'acherim, the shlichus works according to Shitas Rashi. The main kasha of Toisvis though on Rashi is asked by Toisvis in Gittin Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, where Toisvis asks in Svara on Rashi, how could it be that legabi a person being zoiche for someone else, we say that if he's toifes l'bal choyv b'makam shechav la'acherim, it does not work? Whereas if he's appointed as a shliach, then it does work. L'chayra zechiyah and shlichus are tali zeh b'zeh, because zechiyah after all works mitam shlichus. Zechiyah works because there's an anan sa'adi that he would have appointed him as a shliach. If zechiyah works mitam shlichus, and still zechiyah does not work when it's toifis l'balchoyev b'makam shechav l'acherim, that should show me that shlichus does not work as well. And if Rashi is right that a shliach does work, so then a regular zechiyah should work as well, because zechiyah is mitam shlichus. And you can't answer that Rashi holds like the Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ritva and Kiddush and Daf Mem Beis, that hold Zechia as Lav Mitam Shlichus, because Rashi throughout Shas, including very soon in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, and in Gittin Daf Tes Amid Beis, and in other places Rashi holds Zechia is Mitam Shlichus, because of the Anan Sa'adi that he would have appointed him as a Shliach. If that's the case, if Rashi himself holds Zechia as Mitam Shlichus, how could Rashi differentiate here between Zechia and Shlichus and say that Toifis Labach does not work, being inferring that if there would be a minu shlichus, then it would work? This is the kasha that Toisis has on Rashi, and therefore Toisis is machriya, not like Rashi, that toifis labachoy v'makam shachav la'achirim does not work, even if there is a minu shlichus. What's pshat in shitas Rashi? So for this we have to delve into the svara. What's taka the pshat in toifis labachoy v'makam shachav la'achirim loy kana? If there is a parsha in the Torah of Zochin la'adam shalai b'fanav, why does it bother me that it's chav la'achirim? So the Ktzois HaChoshen in Simen Kuvei, Sifkatan Aleph, brings that the Pnei Yeshua, in the above-mentioned Sugya and Ksubis, Daf Pei Dalet Amid Beis, suggests that the reason is because of Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira. And Rabbi Kiva Eger in Achuva, Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, and also in the Hagois Rabbi Kiva Eger in Chosha Mishpat Simen Kuvei, brings this pshat in the name of the Beis Meir. And his lashon is to have iktzas kein ein shleach dvar aveira. It's a little bit similar to ein shleach dvar aveira. The Beis Meir is already hinting to the fact that this is not your typical ein shleach dvar aveira, because there is no dvar aveira over here. There's no gezel. There's no real dvar aveira. It's just not a nice thing to be toifis on behalf of one guy instead of on behalf of the other person, getting involved in a machlokes that's not yours. So therefore, since it's not a nice thing to do, it's a little bit like ein shleach dvar aveira, and meila, that could be the pshat why toifis lebal choiv b'makom shechav l'achirim does not work. However, the Ktzois has problems with this, because Ktzois in Gittin Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph holds that if the mishaleach is not a bar chiyuva, then we say yesh liach l'dvar aveira. Over here, the mishaleach is not a bar chiyuva, he's one of the malvas. He's allowed to get it on his own, so he's not called a bar chiyuva. In addition to that, we could add that not everybody holds ein shliach l'dvar aveira. In Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph, the Gemara brings the shita of Shammai Hazaken, that yesh liach l'dvar aveira. Hayitachin, that he would then hold toivis l'machoyev v'makam shechav l'achirim is kana. L'chayre loy matzinu kaze, that Shammai Hazaken holds toifis l'bachoyev v'makam shechav l'achirim works. The pashtus is l'chayre that the reason of toifis l'bachoyev v'makam shechav l'achirim loy kana is not because of the parsha of ein shliach dvar aveira. It's a new svara. What could possibly be the svara? It seems from Rishonim that the svara is that zechiyah is a chiddush of the Torah. Ein echanami, once there's a parsha of zechiyah, the Torah says zechiyah works mitam shlichus. However, the chiddush of the Torah, that there is a parasha of zechiyah, is only because you're doing a good thing to a yid, you're being zoicha for him, so the Torah says, Anan Sa'adi, that he would have appointed you as a shliach, therefore the Torah says, we will make you as a shliach. However, if it's zochin la'adam, on one hand, but on the other hand, it's a chav for other people, it's a hefsid for others, then the Torah didn't get involved and create a parsha of zechiyah. The Torah says zochin la'adam shalai b'fanav, but the Torah says also ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. So here it's both. It's a zechiyah for someone, but to the detriment of someone else. Here the Torah did not get involved and make a parsha of zechiyah. Therefore, toifis l'bal choyiv b'makam shechav l'achirim lo ikana. And this is what it seems from the pirish of the Ri al-Mandri in Gittin Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, one of the Rishonim, that he says that the reason why toifis l'bal choyiv b'makam shechav l'achirim is not kana is because afal pi she'amra Torah zochin la'adam shalai b'fanav, even though we say zochin la'adam shalai b'fanav, mikol makam ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. You only can cause a hefset to someone if it's b'fanav, if he appoints you as the shliach. So therefore, over here, even though normally when it's a good thing for someone, we say zochin la'adam shalai b'fanav, but if it's chav for other people at the same time, so then there is no parsha of zechiyah. If Rashi understands like this Ri al-Mandri, that this is the pshat and why toifis l'bal choyiv b'makam shechav l'achirim lo ikana, it could be that that's the difference between zechiyah and shlichus. Ein echanami, as we said, in a case where the Torah makes a parsha of zechiyah, then zechiyah is mitam shlichus. But when it's chav l'achirim, the Torah did not make a parsha of zechiyah. However, if there is a minui shlichus, then it works even if it's chav l'achirim. Because a parsha of shlichus has nothing to do with whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. I could appoint someone as a shliach to do something, no matter what it is, as long as it's not a dvar avera. But even if it's to the detriment of someone, so then there is a parsha of shlichus. So a parsha of shlichus there always is. If I send him as a shliach to be toifis for me, then it works. Only the new parsha of zechiyah, which was created only when there's a zchus gamur, when it's a zchus to someone, then anan sahadi, that he would have made him a shliach, so the Torah says, we'll make him a shliach for you. But if it's also a chav l'achirim at the same time, then the Torah did not get involved and make a parsha of zechiyah, and that's why Rashi holds that even though toifis l'bachoyev makam shechav l'achirim lo ikana, but if there was a minui shlichus and it's not going with the parsha of zechiyah, it's the parsha of minui shlichus, which is even by things that are not dvarim shel zchus, then shlichus would work. What's the pshat then in Shitas Toisvis that holds Misvara that the Zchiyah and Shlichus are Tali Zebezeh? So it could be that Toisvis holds like the Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Meir, that the reason of Toifis Labachoyv and Makam Shechav Lachirim Loikana is because Ain Shliach Advar Avera, because Zchiyah is Mitam Shlichus. If that's the case, then even if it's Shlichus Mamish, still we say Ain Shliach Advar Avera. But as we said, there are the Chukim involved, surely to say that in Shitas Toisvis, which Toisvis in Gittin Yud Bey says that if the Mishaleach is not a Bar Chiyuva, then we don't say Ein Shliach Advar Avera, as we mentioned before in the name of the Ktzais, but it's more likely that Toisvis holds, similar to the Lamdas of the Rial Mandri, that the Torah did not make a parsha of Zechiah when it's Chav La'Acherim. Just Toisvis holds Misvara, that by Shlichus, it would be the same thing, that even though there is a parsha of Shlichus, if it's something that the Torah did not want you to do, the Torah did not allow the parsha of Shlichus to kick in here as well. Shlichus could be by good things, could be by parva things, but if here it's causing a chav la'acherim, the Torah took away the parsha of Shlichus. That's what it sounds like in the Lashon of the Rosh in Gittin in the first parak, Simen Yud Gimel, and in the Tosis HaRosh in Gittin, Yud Aleph Amid Beis, he says, Lav kol kamine l'shav yeshliach kedei lochav la'acherim. You don't have a right to appoint a shliach kedei lochav. That's why Toifis Labachoy v'mokim shechav l'achirim does not work, even if you appoint a shliach. What does the Rosh mean? Lav kol kamina, you have no right. There is a parasha of shlichus in the Torah. What does that mean? He has no right. He has a right to make a shliach if he wants to. The answer is no. The Torah is the one who allows the shlichus to take place. The Torah could instruct us. Lav kol kamina. And therefore the Torah takes away the parsha of Shlichus in this case. The Rosh over here by us in Simen Chav Zayin says a little bit of a different Lashon. Lav kol kemine lizkois lazeh v'lochav la'acherim. Talking to the one who's being zoiche and saying that you can't be zoiche for one person and chav for a different person. Some ask that it's a steer in the Rosh. Here the taina seems to be on the one who's being zoiche, on the one who's being toifis. Whereas the Rosh in Gittin says that the taina is on the Malve, lav kol kamine l'shav yeshliach, to appoint a shliach. But in Pashtus, it's not a steer in the Rosh. It's both nekudas. You don't have a right to appoint a shliach, and that person doesn't have a right to be appointed as a shliach, or to do a zechiah on his own, because the Torah doesn't want it to be a zchus lazeh and a chav lazeh, in which case it comes out that the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos is just in terms of was the Torah mevatel the parsha of shlichus in such a situation. Everybody agrees that the Torah did not create a new parsha of zechiah when it's chav la'acherim, because even though zochen la'adam shalei b'fanav, but ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav, like the Rial Mandri says. But says Rashi, if there is a shlichus, shlichus has nothing to do with zchus and chayva, therefore shlichus would work even if it's chav la'acherim. But Tosfos holds no, lav kol kamine l'shav yeshliach kedei lochav la'acherim, and the Torah did not allow the parsha of shlichus to kick in this situation of chav la'acherim, therefore even if the malve appoints this Tosfos as a shliach, according to Shitas Tosfos and the Rosh, that would not work to be koine. The Gemara at the end of the sugya brings the shita of Rabbi Yochanan that Hamagbia Metzia L'Chaveroi Kone Chaveroi, not like Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda that said before Loi Kone Chaveroi. And Tosfos Dibur Hamaschil Amar Rabbi Yochanan asks that it's L'Chayra Astira in Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan elsewhere in Shas holds Tosfos L'Bal Chayiv B'Mokim Shechav L'Acherim Loi Kone, and that was the reason that Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda held Magbia Metzia L'Chaveroi Loi Kone Chaveroi. So how could Rabbi Yochanan agree that Tosfos L'Bal Chayiv B'Mokim Shechav L'Acherim does not work, yet he still holds Hamagbia Metzia L'Chaveroi Kana Chaveroi? How could it be Kana Chaveroi L'Chaveroi? There should be a problem of Toifis L'Balchayiv B'Mokim Shechav L'Acherim. So Toifis answers that you have to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that by Magbia Metzia L'Chaveroi it does work, because there's a Migu D'Iboi Zochi L'Nafshei Zochi Nami L'Chaveroi, which means that even though he's being toifis for someone else, but he could be zoiche for himself as well. When you're grabbing a chayiv for one malva as opposed to the other malvas, you couldn't grab it for yourself. You didn't lend the person money. But over here, by a metzia, you're entitled to get it for yourself. So therefore, amigu di boi zoiche lenafshe, it'll work lechavre as well, even though it is chav lacherim. The Rosh, at the end of Simen Chav Zayin, goes with this Shita of Tosfos as well, and points out that there's an afkamina with this Svara, and that is that if a person was Tosfos L'Bal Chayiv B'Mokim Shechav La'Acherim, and he himself is one of the Bali Chayiv, he himself, the Tosfos himself, is one of the Malvas, then it would taka work. Toifes lebal chayiv im haya chayiv gam le toifes. If the loiva was chayiv also to this toifes, zachi nami lechavrei b'migu di'iboy havi zachi lenafshei. That's what the Rosh says based on this yesoid of Toifes. However, the Ramban here answers Toifes' kasha differently. The Ramban says that Rabbi Yochanan, even though he holds toifes lebal chayiv b'makam shechav lachirim loikana, still can hold that magbia metzia lechaveroi kana chaveroi, because a metzia is not called causing a chav, causing a hefsid to others. Chav lacherim, as Rashi said, means there's a hefsit to others. If somebody else is owed money, and now you're grabbing for one as opposed to the other, that's called that there's a hefsit, there's a loss of money. By metzia, it's just the menias revach. You're holding back again, that now you're getting the metzia for Reuven, and Shimon and Levi don't have a chance to get this metzia. But that's not called a loss. They had no rights to this metzia. This metzia was a davar shel hefker. And memela, Dr. Ramban, that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds that by Magbia Metzia Lechaveroi, there is no problem of Toifes Lebalchoi B'makam Shechav Lacherim. According to the Ramban, even if the Toifes is a Malve, even if he is one of the Malvas, he still can't be Toifes Lebalchoi B'makam Shechav Lacherim, because there is no Svara of Migu Diboi Zochil Enafshi Zochi Nami Lechavrei. That's not the chilik between Metzia and the Choiv. The chilik is that Metzia is a Menias Revach, and a choiv is a real loss to the person who is owed money, and you're grabbing for somebody else. Memela, the Ramban would hold the kemefurish bedvarav that even by a real choiv, even if the toifes is one of the malvas, it's still not going to work, because soif kol soif, that's called chav lacherim. That comes out of chumra in terms of being toifes lebal choiv, according to the Ramban, that the Ramban holds it will not work even if the toifes is a malva. However, there's a kula that comes out as well from the Ramban, that by metzia, it's not considered chav lacherim bichlal, and therefore a tfisa for someone else, magbia metzia lechaveroi, would be kana chaveroi. According to Tosfos, that's only in a situation like a metzia mamish, where it's iboi zochi lenafshei. According to the Ramban, even if you'll find a case where it's not zochi lenafshei, it's not iboi zochi lenafshei, still you could be zoicha for someone else, it's not considered chav lacherim, unless it's a real hefsid, but a menias revach is not called chav lacherim. We mentioned in the shiurim of Shas Illuminated and Gittin Daf Yud Beis that there could be an afkamina between Toisus and the Ramban in the shaila of the Mishpatei HaTorah in Chelek Aleph, page Shin Yud, where he discusses if someone is allowed to save a spot for another person on a bus. If he comes on early and he wants to save a second spot, and someone else now comes and wants to take that spot, and you say, no, I already saved it for someone else, is that Toifes Lebal Choiv? According to Tosfos, you should surely not be allowed to do that, because the only time you could be Toifes Lebachoyv B'makam Shechav L'Acherim is if there's a Migu Di'iboy Zochi L'Nafshei, then Zochi Nami L'Chavrei. Here you couldn't be Zoicha two seats, you're only entitled to one seat. Masha Enkein, according to the Ramban, in any situation where it's not considered a Hefsid Gomer, it's only a Menias Revach, then the halacha is you would be able to be Toifes. So if this is the last seat on the bus, since the person who came on is entitled to a seat, he paid for a seat, therefore that's called a Chav Gomer, a real Hefsid, and you would not be able to grab the seat. But if there are many other seats, and this person is entitled to a seat, but he could get a different seat, just this seat is the seat of his choice, that could be considered a menias revach possibly, and not a hefsid mamish, and therefore according to the Ramban, there would be makom to say that in such a case, you would be able to save the seat, even though you have no migu di'iboi zochi lenafshei to say zochi nami lechavrei, but you would be able to save the seat, because the only time it's considered toifes lebalchoiv b'makom shechav la'acherim is when it's a hefsid gomur. Over here, where it's in the category of a menias revach, you would be able to save the seat for the friend. In the sugya after the Mishnah, the Gemara brings the memra of Reish Lakish in the name of Abba Koyin Bardala, that Arba Amoy Shalodom Koinois Loi B'chol Mokoyim. In order to avoid any physical violence, Chazal made a takana that a person could be Koine with his Arba Amois. The Gemara's Svara of Deloy Leisi La'ansuye, that they shouldn't come to fight, is Negeya by a Metzia and by Hefker. But the Rishonim bring, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva, they bring that the Yushalmi says in Gittin, in Peraches Halacha Gimel, that Reish Lakish held in the name of Abba Koyin Bardala, that even by a Matana, And by a mekach u'memkar, there would be a kinyan of dal ramis. Because if it works, if Chazal made a takana of kinyan dal ramis by mitziah, then surely matana, which has das acheres makne, which is usually makes it easier to be koine, you will be koine with the dal ramis. The Ritva explains, even though the svara of coming to physical violence, fighting over something, is not negeya by a matana and mekach u'memkar, because it all depends who the makne wants to be makne to. Only by mitziah and hefker do you have the reason of the takana. The Ritva says, even so, we say loy plug. Chazal made a takana for a reason, that the reason is negeya by mitziah and hefker, but they made a blanket rule that there's such a kinyan midrabanan called dal ramos, and therefore even by a matana and a mekach u'memkar, there is a kinyan of dal ramos, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshe Mishpat Simin Reish Mem Gimel Sif Chaf Beis, that even by a matana and a mechira, there's a kinyan dal ramos. The Rashba is medayik from the Lashon of Rashi, that Rashi argues on this, because Rashi at Dibra Maskel Koino Isloi says, Im Yesh Sevi Voice of Dover Hefker, then there's a Kinyan Dal Ramis. Why does Rashi have to bring in here a Dover Hefker? It's Mashma, says the Rashba, that the Kinyan of Dal Ramis is only by a Dover Hefker, and not by a Matana or a Mechira. The Tosis Rid and the Meiri in our Sugya, Paskin Lamaisa, like this Diuk in Rashi, that the Kinyan of Dal Ramis is only by Metziah and Hefker, not by a Matana and Mekach u'Memkar, and their Moichiach it, because we know that the Chachamim were Mesakin a Kinyan of Meshicha in a Simta, in an alleyway, and Frek the Tosis Rid and the Meiri, why would the Chachamim have to be Mesakin such a Kinyan? L'chaira, a person will always be Kaina Mishum Dal Ramis, even before he does a Meshicha on the Chayfetz. It must be that the reason that Chachamim had to make the Takana of Meshicha and a Simta is because of Matana and Mekach u'Memkar. Because the whole Kinyan of Dal Ramis is only by Metziah and Hefker, but by Mekach u'Memkar and Matana it does not work, because the reason of the Leilesi Lentsuye doesn't apply. Memela over there, we had to make a Takana called the Kinyan Meshicha. Which makes it a question now on these other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva, that they say based on the Yushalmi that the halacha of Kinyan Dal Ramos is even by a Matana and Mekach u'Memkar. So Hadra Kushi Laduchta, where is there room for the Takanas Chachamim of Kinyan Meshicha and Asimta? Tepukle always that the person should be Koina with Dal Ramos. So the Rishonim themselves are Ma'ir this, and the Rashba and the Ritva, Chidushe Haran as well, they say that there still is a case where we need the Kinyan of Meshicha. And that is that the Kinyan Dal Ramos only works if the person who wants to be Koinit is there before the Kli. He is stationary, and then the Kli comes into his Arba Amos. But if it's the other way around, that the Kli is stationary, and the person comes into the Dal Ramos, then he can't be Koinit the Dal Ramos. They can't be koina the kli with kinyan dal ramos in the case of mekach u'memkar, because he says the rishonim explain mekaymoy shel kli kenuya hi lebal hakli. If the kli is there and it's stationary, so that makam that the kli is on in a simta is kenuya to the bal hakli. That is shayach to the one who owns it. So if someone else now comes in and he wants to make the kinyan with dal ramos, even if there is a das acheres makne, there is no takanas chachamim of kinyan dal ramos. A takanas chachamim of kinyan dal ramos is only when we could say that this makom is yours. Like the Gemara's Lashon is, lemihavi kechatzeroi. The Rabbanan made it as if this Dal Ramos is like your chatzer and you could be kainit. But if the Kli is there first and you walk into those Dal Ramos of the Kli, the makom of the Kli is already knuyahi lebal hakli, and therefore there is no takonas kinyan Dal Ramos in such a case. Says the Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Ran, that's the case where you need the kinyan of Meshicha. If the Kli is there first, where the kinyan Dal Ramos would not help, you need a kinyan Meshicha. And therefore it's not a raya to the Tosis Rid and the Meiri. Adarabah, the Kinyan of Dal Ramos would be even by Matana u'Mekach u'Memkar, but only if the person is there first and then the Kli is brought into that Makim. But if the Kli was there first and then the person came in, there would not be a Kinyan of Dal Ramos, and that's why we need the Kinyan of Meshicha. There is another interesting Dion when it comes to Kinyan Dal Ramos by a Metziah. If two people were in the same Dal Ramos, Reuven and Shimon, but Reuven came there first, does he have the Kinyan Dal Ramos over Shimon? Well, surely if there's a Chayfetz there, a Chayfetz shel Hefker, and then Reuven comes in and wants to be Koina with his Dal Ramos, and then Shimon comes in afterwards and wants to be Koina with his Dal Ramos, it's a Dover Pashat that Reuven has Kedima. He had the Kinyan Dal Ramos first. However, the Poskim discuss, if let's say Reuven and Shimon are in the same Dalet Amos and Reuven came in first, but there was no Metziah there yet, and then a Metziah falls in there, or a Dvar Hefker comes into that Rishos, that Dalet Amos, does Reuven have the Kinyan Dalet Amos because he was there first? Or do we say that since they were both there at the time that the Metziah entered that area, then they both have equal rights, and it doesn't make a difference that Reuven was there first? The Ramah in Choshem Mishpat Simen Reish Mem Ches Sif Aleph Paskins in the name of the Torah Shnayim Shebo'u Ke'echad L'toich Dalet Amos. If you have two people that came simultaneously into Dalet Amos of a Metziah, Oisha Oimdim Shneim, or both of them were standing there, V'nafla HaMetziah L'toich Dalet Amosayin, and a Metziah fell into their Dalet Amos, Konu Shneim, they're both Koine. It's mashma clearly in the Diktuk Lashon HaDeramah in the name of the Torah that if they both came Ke'echad L'toich Dalet Amos, that's one way that it's Kanu Shneim. But Oy, or Sha'im Dim Shneim V'nafla Metziah L'toich Dalet Amosayim, it's Masha that even if they did not come in at the same time, but if they were both there at the time of the Nefilas Metziah, then Kanu Shneim. In other words, in our Suffolk, the Ramah and the Torah would paskin that Reuven and Shimon have equal rights. I, Reuven was there first. It doesn't make a difference. The only time that this Dalet Amos is considered Kichatzeiroi to be Koine is when there is a Metziah there. It's not kechatzeiroi lagabi other things, it's only lagabi kinyonim of a davar hefker or a mekach umemkar according to some rishonim. But al kaponim, in this case of the metzia, that your kind of the dalet amos, the rabbanon said that these dalet amos are like your chatzer to be kind of the metzia, that's only true if the Metziah is there. But before the Metziah is there, it's not your Dalet Amos to be Koine. Memela, if two people are there, even if one entered first, if the Metziah comes after they are both there, it is Kanu Shneim. However, the Ktzais HaChleshen over there in Reish Samaches, Sifkat and Aleph, argues on the Ramah LaHalacha, and says, he has a Raya from a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Ayin Ches, Amar Aleph, Ayin Sham, that it depends who came there first, even before the Metziah got there. Memela, if Reuven gets there, and then Shimon gets there, and then the Metziah gets there, Reuven is the one who could be Koine by himself, and Shimon does not have a right to be Koine Kinyan Dalet Amos. It seems that the Ktzais understood that the Chachamim made a takana that you're able to be koine with your Dalet Amos like your chatzer, mimela, even without a Metziah there, le'inyan kinyanim of Metziah, it is like your Dalet Amos, it is like your chatzer, even if there's no Metziah there yet. Once the Metziah falls in, then we say, okay, Reuven was there first, so he was the one who got this Dalet Amos, le'inyan kinyanim of a davar hefker. Even before the Metziah got there, Reuven already has koiches in this Dalet Amos. The Ramah understands that without the Metziah there, then no one has rights, no one has any kinyanim in this Dalet Amos, even midrabanan. Memela, Reuven and Shimon are standing on equal footing. But the Ktzais holds that le'inyan Metziahs that will fall thereafter, there's the Takonas Chacham of Kinyan Dalet Amos, Memele of Reuven came in there before Shimon, and then the Metziah fell in. The Ktzais holds that only Reuven could be Koine with the Kinyan Dalet Amos. The Gemara brings that Amiroim had kashas on the Yisoid that Arba Amos Shaladam Koine Sloy B'chol Makayim from a Mishnah in Peah and from our Mishnah. Because in both these Mishnayis, it's Mavur that if a person falls on top of something, he is not Koine it. And L'chaira, why is he not koinit? Even if Nefila is not a kinyan, but that shows that he was in the Dalet Amos, let the Dalet Amos be koinit for the person. The Peah in the Mishnah there, and the Metziah over here in the Mishnah in Bava Metziah. So the Gemara brings an answer that since the person fell on it, kivan de nafal goli daite de benefila nichalei de nikni ba arba amos loy nichalei de nikni. By falling on it, he's showing he's being megala das that he does not want to be koine with the kinyan of Dalet Amos, and therefore the takana of kinyan Dalet Amos does not help for him. The Rashba on Amid Beis says that this is only by a kinyan that's a takonas chachamim, because we have a klal in Bava Kama Daf Ches Amid Beis and in other places that a person could say e efshi b'takonas chachamim kegoin zu. If there's a takonas chachamim that's made for my benefit, I could forfeit it and say, I don't want that takonas chachamim. So here you could say that I didn't want the takonas chachamim of kinyan arba amos. So the gilui das over here is like saying efshi. But that's only by a kinyan that's a takonas chachamim. However, if there would be a kinyan da'iraisa, for example, a kinyan chatzer, or a kinyan chazoka in a karka that would work da'iraisa, af agav de goli adaite, even if a person is megale das, that he doesn't want this maisa kinyan to work for him, still he is koine. Only by a kinyan that's a takanas chachamim, do we say this svara of kivan de nafal goli daiti that it's loy nichalei de nikni with the arba amos? However, the Chidushi Haran here argues on this shita. Firstly, in svara, he says, even by a kinyan da iraisa, l'chayra, how could there be a kinyan baal karchai? The person is megaladas that he doesn't want this to be kaina, and we're telling him that you're kaina baal karchai. How could there be such a thing? And in addition, he asks from a gemara in Yevamis Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis that says that if a person is oider benichse hager, which is doing malacha on the karka, which is a chazaka da iraisa, and he thinks that it's his, and therefore, it was a really nechasim of a ger that died, she'ein lo yarshim, and he could have been kainit, but he thought that it was his, therefore he didn't have kavanas kinyan, he is not kainit. So you see there, even by a kinyan da iraisa, you need kavanas kinyan. Without kavanah, it doesn't work. Therefore, the Ran says, not like the Rashba, that even by a kinyan da iraisa, if it is goli daiti de leinicha le de nikni, that kinyan will not work for him. But what's pshat in the Shitas HaRashba? That the Rashba says that the svara of our Gemara is unique to a kinyan de Rabbanon. But by a deraisa, you could be koina even if you didn't have in mind to do that kinyan. That kinyan should be koina for you. Still it works. How could it work? And how could it be that there's a kinyan baal karchoi? So in the Chuvis Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Chelek Aleph, Simin Reish Chaf Aleph, he brings a letter that his son Rabbi Shlomo Eger wrote him, and in Ois Hey, Rabbi Shlomo Eger suggests a teretz, Bedas HaRashba, on this kasha of the Chidushei Aran, and he says that Enechanami, the Rashba agrees that you can't be koina something baal karchoi. However, this that the Rashba says that by a kinyan da iraisa, even if it's goli daite de loy nichalei, that the chotzer should be koina, or that the chazoka in the karka should be koina, even if a person is megala das, that he doesn't want those things to be koina, still he could be koina if he had in mind to make a kinyan, even though the kinyan that he had in mind to make is not a valid kinyan. But if he had in general kavanas kinyan, so then that would work. The Gemara here is talking about a case where he is nafal. So he had a kavana to be koina with a nefila. Just, there is no kinyan of nefila. And the dalet amos, which does work, he was goli daiti that he doesn't want it to work. So in this type of case, says the Rashba, only because it's a kinyan derabanan, we say that there's efshi betakonas chacham kegoin zu. But kayoitse boy, in a similar case, where he was megaladas that he doesn't want this kinyan to work, but he did have in general kavana to be koina it in some other way that doesn't really work, but he thinks that it does work, then that kinyan would be valid by a kinyan da iraisa. In other words, the Rashba agrees to the Ran that if the person did not have in mind to be koina bichlal, if he was megaladas that he doesn't want to be koina the chefza at all, then surely you can't be koina even by a kinyan da iraisa. And that's why by oider benichse hager, there is no kinyan there, because he did not have in mind to be koina bichlal, and that's why, like the Ran says, if a person is baal karcha, he doesn't want to be koina, surely the Torah is not going to throw at him a kinyan baal karcha. The only time the Rashba says that this svara is unique to a derabana, but midairaisa you'd be koina, is if you have kavana to be koina, just not the right way. You didn't have in mind to be koina with the kinyan that really works. You had in mind to be koina some other way. Since there was in general a das kinyan here, then by a derabana it works. Only midairabana it doesn't work, because the whole takonas chachamim is void, because you say efshi b'takonas chachamim. But by a derabana the kinyan would work, which is a chiddush in svara, that the Rashba holds, according to Rav Shlomo Eger, that the halacha that you have to have kavana in the kinyan, and the halacha that you have to do a maisa kinyan that is valid, is two independent tanaim. You need to do a good maisa kinyan, or have a good kinyan da'iraisa, like a chotzer, a kinyan chotzer, or a kinyan chazaka bekarka, and in addition to that, independent of that, you have to have kavanas kinyan. You don't have to have kavana that you want to be kaina with that oifen ha-kinyan, but you have to have kavanas kinyan. So when you do that, even if the kinyan, for whatever, the maisa kinyan that you think is going to work doesn't really work, still, if there is a good kinyan being done here, a kinyan chatzer or a kinyan chazaka in the karka, that kinyan can work, since after all, the person had, in general, kavana to be kaina. That's a chiddush of the Rashba. The Chiddushei Haran assumed that that's not the case. If a person has in mind that he doesn't want to be kaina in the oifen hamoyel, in the way that works, so then that kinyan can't work for him. You need das in order for that kinyan to work. Whereas the Rashba holds, no, that kinyan could work even if you don't have das, that kinyan should work, provided that you have general das kinyan, that you want it to be kainit some other way, even though that other way is not valid, but the way that is valid works for you, even though you had in mind not to be kainit in that valid way, since in general, you had a das kinyan. This comes up also the Maisa, because Rav Papa on Amid Beis argues on the teretz of the Gemara, and says says a different teretz, that there was no kinyan dalet amos in the sod at the Baal HaBayis, and the Chidushei Aran brings from the Ra'ah that the reason why Rav Papa doesn't say like the first teretz is because he holds that even when a person is megala das, that he doesn't want it to be koina, it still works as a kinyan. So what's the pshat in that? How could it work as a kinyan if he's megaladas that he doesn't want it to work as a kinyan? Even by a kinyan derabbanan, the Ra'ah is saying b'das Rav Papa that it will work. Obviously, it's not considered like efshi b'takonas chachamim. But why not? L'chayr, he was megaladas that he doesn't want it to work. So in the Tshuvas Rebbe Akiva Eger Chelik Aleph Simen Lamed Zayin, he says mamish al derech the svara that his son Rav Shleim Eger said that he brought down many tshuvas later. That Rebbe Akiva Eger says the pshat in the Ra'ah is because soif kol soif he was nich. Through falling on it, he showed us that he did want the kinyan hachefetz. He was megaladas that he didn't want the kinyan of dalet amos. But if he shows us that he does want the kinyan of the chefetz, then there is a kinyan dalet amos. And we don't say that it's like he's saying efshi betakonas chachamim. Since he didn't speak out beferish efshi betakonas chachamim, this takonas chachamim could lamaisa work for him. That's the chiddush of the Ra'ah, and the Ra'ah paskins like Rav Papa, and that's taka how we paskin in the Ramah in Choshe Mishpat. In Reish Samaches Sif Aleph, he says V'loy Gara Mishum D'Nafal Alei. Even if he falls on it, it still works. The Kinyan Dalet Amos, the Makar of the Ramah is the Ra'ah, because the Ra'ah paskins like Rav Papa. But Al Kapanim, Rav Shleime Eger says that even in the first teretz of the Gemara, where the Gemara says the Svara of Benefila Nichalei D'Nikni, but Arba Amos Loi Nichalei D'Nikni, the Rav Shleime Eger says that Badasa Rashba, that says that that's only by a Kinyan D'Rabbanon, but by a Kinyan D'Oiraisa, you could be Kaina even if it's Goli Daita D'Nailichalei. That's because of this svara that if you have in general das kinyan, even though your das was to be koinit ba'oifen she'enai mayil, but since you had in general das kinyan and there was a valid kinyan being done here, even though you didn't have in mind to be koinit in that way, that kinyan could work for him if it was a kinyan da'iraisa. There's another yisoidistik discussion in the Rishonim b'negeah to the kinyan dalet amos, and that is that the Tosfos Dibur Hamaschil Arba Amos and other Rishonim bring that there's a kinyan dalet amos by get as well, and this is really mefurish in the Mishnah in Gittin Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, that if the husband throws the get into the dalet amos of the wife, then she is koine the get with the kinyan dalet amos, and the Rishonim are very bothered. If the Rabbanon were the ones who were misaking the kinyan dalet amos, but midairaisa, it's not a kinyan, how could it work for gerushin? This woman is an eishes ish dairaisa. How could we be megarish an eishes ish dairaisa and allow her to get married with the kinyan de Rabbanon? L'chayr, the kinyan has to affect the dairaisa because this woman is an eishes ish midairaisa. So the Ran in Gittin on Daf Ayin Ches, it's Daf Mem Amid Beis in the Daf Yarif, says, Kivan de Rabbanon tikninu v'amrinon. And the Rabbanon said, "Sheyuhu koinois hare hiknum loy." The Chachamim were makne the dalet amos to the koine, va'asom kichatzeroy, and they made the dalet amos like his chatzer. The hefker bezdin hoya hefker, and the klal is hefker bezdin hefker. So the point is, the Ran says that since Chazal made this takana of kinyan dalet amos, they were makne to the person, and in the case of the get, they were makne to the isha, the dalet amos, as if it was her chatzer. And therefore that could work even for Geirish and Da'iraisa, because Hefker Bezdin Hefker. L'chaira, what does it mean that it can work Da'iraisa because of Hefker Bezdin Hefker? Saif kol Saif, the Kinyan of Dalet Amos is only a Takonas Chachamim. So the Avnei Miluim in Simin Lamed, Sif Katan Hey, explains that the Ran holds a Kinyan de Rabbanon Mahani la Da'iraisa. That when you have a Kinyan that works mid de Rabbanon, it can help even Lagabe things Da'iraisa. And that's with the klal of Hefker Bezdin Hefker Kimavur in the Lashon of the Ran. If that's the case, why does the Ran have to say Bechlal that they were makne the karka and they made it kichatzeroy? Why don't they just say stam that the Rabbanon were misakin that there's a kinyan dalet amos on the get? And once the Rabbanon were misakin that, kinyan de Rabbanon mahani l'dairaisa. So Rav Nemiluim explains that that's not enough when it comes to get, because by get there's a tanai of a nosan biyada. He needs to put it in her hand. And if he puts it into a place that's not really like her chatzer, and the chachamim were makin it to her, the get, so then it's not v'nasan biyada. He's not putting it in her hands. The chachamim are putting it in her hands. And that doesn't work by a get. So it has to be that the gather of the kinyan is that the chachamim are making this dalet amos as if it was her chatzer, and kinyan derabbanon mahani l'dairaisa. So now even legabi d'airaisa dike matters, we could say that these dalet amos are like her chatzer to be koine, and then memela, when he puts the get in her chatzer, he is putting it biyada. because a chatzar is good enough, and this is like it's her chatzar. It's not the chachamim putting the get in her chatzar. He is putting it in something that is considered midairaisa, her chatzar, because the kinyan derabana mahan l'dairaisa. The Ramban in Gittin Ayin Ches does not agree with the Ran's Teretz. The Ramban agrees with the Kasha that a kinyan midrabanan should l'chayra not be able to work l'gabe the gerish in da'iraisa. Says the Ramban, the only reason that it works is because of the klal of afge'inu rabanan l'kiddushin minei, that since the original kiddushin was done kiddas Moshe v'Yisrael, now in such a case where he throws a get into the Dalet Amos, so we say afkinu l'rabbanan, the Rabbanan retroactively say that we never consented to such a kedushin, and memela her kedushin could be uprooted. But einachanami to have a gerushin with a kinyan Dalet Amos midrabbanan, it can't work with the regular mechanics of a gerushin. It can only work with a hafka of the original kedushin. Of course, there's a major nafkamina according to the Ramban. She is now divorced l'mafreya. Turns out she was never married. Mashenkin, according to the Ran, this is a good gerushin mikanu l'haban. L'mafreya, she was surely married, but now it's a good gerushin. Aye, it's only a kinyan midrabanan, but the kinyan midrabanan mahani l'daraisa, and it is v'nosan biyada because he's putting it into something that is considered her chatzar, because the rabbanan made her dalet amos like her chatzar. The Avne Miluim over there in Simen Lamed says that the reason that the Ramban argues on the Ran is not because the Ramban holds a kinyan derabanan loy mahanil dairaisa. The Ramban agrees to the shita of most Rishonim that kinyan derabanan mahanil dairaisa. However, the Ramban and the Ran are arguing in the gedder of the Takonas Chachamim of Kinyan Dalet Amos. The Ran understood, as we just said, that the Chachamim made these Dalet Amos as if they were her chatzar lagabi kinyan. The Ramban understands the Takona of Kinyan Dalet Amos differently. Says the Avne Miluim, the Ramban says that the Chachamim said that if there's a Chafetz that's in your Dalet Amos, we'll look at it as if that Chafetz is in your Chatzar. But they weren't makna to you the Chatzar. They were makna to you the Chefza. They were makna to you that object. In this case, the Get. Memela over here, it's the Chachamim being makna to her the Get, not the husband. Because the husband is putting it in her Dalet Amos, and the gedder of the Kinyan Dalet Amos is that the Chachamim said that it's as if this Chafetz that's in your Dalet Amos is in your Chatzar. But they weren't makna to you the Chatzar alein, the Karka itself. And therefore, it's a chisaron of inasam biyada. Everyone would agree that a kinyan derabanan mahan l'daraisa, but by gerushin, it's not going to work according to the Ramban, because the kinyan was only on the get itself, not on the karka, and memela, it's not a inasam biyada. It's important to be madgish that even according to the Ramban, the gedder of the kinyan of Dalet Amos is similar to chatzer. That is the lashon of the Gemara, lemehavi kechatzeroi. And the Gemara soon says, legabe yaktano, that the din of kinyan Dalet Amos is totally on whether there's a kinyan chatzer. The Ramban himself says, deshavinu rabbonon kechatzeroi. So surely the chachamim patterned their kinyan Dalet Amos after the kinyan d'oraisa of kinyan chatzer. But the nafkamina, the chiluk in the understanding between the Ran and the Ramban, is that the Ran says that the gedder of the kinyan midrabbanan of Dalet Amos is that the rabbanan made the karka itself like her chatzar, like the chatzar of the koine, and therefore, if he puts it into her chatzar, that's considered v'nosam biyada. The Ramban says that the takana was klapei the chefza, not klapei the karka, that the chefza that's within Dalet Amos of a person is considered as if it was in their chatzar. But since this kinyan was done, the rabbanan's takana was klapei the chefza, not legabi the karka, memela, when he puts that chefza, that get in her Dalet Amos, it's not a v'nosam biyada. Memela, the Ramban says that it can't work with the regular tactic of a gerushin. It can only work because of the klal of afke'inu rabbonon l'kiddushin minei. And as we explained, according to the Ramban, it's not a regular gerushin mikan alaba. It works only because it's a hafka of the original kiddushin. The Gemara then brings the machloikes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish whether a ktana has the kinyan of Dalet Amos. Reish Lakish says that a ktana does not have kinyan chatzer and does not have arba amos, and Rabbi Yochanan says that a ktana does have kinyan chatzer and does have arba amos. And the Pnei Yeshua shows from this Gemara that whether or not a person has the takonas chachamim of kinyan Dalet Amos or not depends if they have the din da'iraisa of kinyan chatzer. And the explanation, as we just explained, that the gedder of the kinyan Dalet Amos is that shavinu kechatzer, that the Rabbanon made it like the chatzer of the person, and therefore, if a person does not have that kinyan chatzer, then they don't have the takonas chachamim of kinyan arba amos. And the Gemara says that Rish Lakish holds that a ktano does not have chatzer and arba amos because chatzer mishum shlichus is rabbi, and just like a katan and a ktano do not have shlichus, so they also do not have chatzer. And Rabbi Yochanan, that says that a katan and a ktana do have kinyan chatzer, that's because he holds chatzer mishum yada is rabbi, and just like a katan and a ktana do have a yad, so they also have the kinyan of chatzer. What's exactly the machlokes, whether chatzer mishum yada is rabbi or chatzer mishum shlichus is rabbi? So the Rav Baruch Ber brings in the name of Rav Chaim that it's a lamdash machlokes how we're supposed to understand the kinyan of chatzer. Do we look at the chatzer as a separate entity being zoiche for you, just like someone can appoint a shliach, and that means another person will be zoiche for you if he's appointed as a shliach, so too the chatzer as a separate entity could be zoiche on your behalf? Or, says Reb Chaim, maybe the lamdus of chatzer is that a chatzer is considered an extension of yourself. A person has two hands, and a chatzer is his yad shlishi. That's his third hand. A person's property, a person's rishus, is considered an extension of himself, and it's not looked at in the Torah as something else or someone else being zoicha on your behalf. Rather, it's an extension of your own guf being zoicha. Just like your yad could be zoicha, your regel could be zoicha, any part of your body could be zoicha. So your property is also an extension of yourself. That's chatzer mishum yada is rabbi. So Reish Lakish looks at it, chatzer mishum shlichus is rabbi, that it's a separate entity. Just like a katan and a ktana cannot make that separate entity in the parasha of shlichus, so they also cannot have their chatzer being zoicha for them. But Rabbi Yochanan looks at it as the person's extension himself, extension of himself, a yad shlishi, and therefore just like a person, even a katan and a ktana could be zoicha with their own yad, so they also could be zoicha with their chatzer. The Gemara brings the braisa that says that kinyan chatzer works by a gneva. Imimatzei timatzei ha-gneva biyadai, we have a limud that it includes chatzeroi as well. And therefore the Gemara asks on Reish Lakish that if it's because of shlichus, chatzer mishum shlichus is rabbi, how could it work? Haloi ein shliach ledvar aveira. What exactly is the case that a person is koina the gneva with kinyan chatzer? So Rashi says that an animal is nichnasa into his chatzer, the no'al b'fanel l'goinva, and the ganav closed the door in order to be goinavit. We mentioned on Daf Ches that the Ktzois HaChoshen in Simen Shin Mem Ches Sivkatan Beis shows an important yesod from this Rashi, that Rashi holds that the only time a person could be chayiv on gneva is if there's a maisa gneva. It's not enough if the animal came into the rishus and you had in mind to steal it. It has to be v'no'al b'fanel l'goinva, you had to do a maisa gneva. Toisvis in Bava Kama Daf Samech Amud Aleph says as well that in the case of a behema coming into your rishus, and you'll be koined and over on gneva, Toisvis says that there's a case of a maisa. Toisvis says a little differently that it's hikisha b'makel, that the person took a stick and hit the animal and got it into his rishus. Revis Zalman Zatzal in the Evan Ha'azel Hilchas Gneva Perek Beis Halacha Tezayin says that Toisvis preferred his case of hikisha b'makel because then there's a maisa in the guf ha'gneva. There's a maisa in the animal itself, whereas according to Rashi, the maisa is not in the animal itself. It's just closing the door behind the animal. Toisvis held that this requirement to be chayiv in gneva, that you need a maisa gneva, has to be a maisa in the davar ha'nignav, and that's why Toisvis says the case is hikisha b'makel. Rashi says that even though there's a din that you need a maisa gneva, like the Ktzois explains, but it's enough that you did a maisa. It doesn't have to be a maisa in the guf ha'gneva. It's interesting that in the Chidushei Ritva, called the Chidushei Miksav Yad, in Gittin, Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, he says like Rashi, that a person is only chayiv on the gneva of an animal when it goes into his chatzer, if he is no'al b'fanel l'goinva, clearly explaining to us that you need a maisa gneva, but the Chidushei Miksav Yad says additional words, demuchecha milsa debirtzoinayu, because then it's muchecha milsa, it's clear that it's with your ratzen, that the animal didn't just walk in on its own. If you close the door, it shows that there's a ratzen for your gneva. That is the hesber of the din, that you need a maisa gneva, according to the Chidushim Miksav Yad. If Rashi holds like that lamdus, we could understand why Rashi holds you do not need a maisa in the guf ha-gneva. Tosfos says it has to be hikisha b'makol, a maisa in the guf ha-gneva. Rabbi Zalman says that Tosfos says it b'davka, because the din that you need a maisa gneva is that you have to do a maisa in the guf ha-dover ha-nignav. However, if Rashi holds like the lumdus of the chidushim iksav yad, there is no special gzeiras ha-kosuv that it has to have a maisa. It's just that you need the maisa in order to show that it's muchach ha-milsa dibirtzainayu. For that, it's enough to be nal b'fanel l'gainva. As long as you close the door, you showed that this is not an accident, that you actually want the animal to stay in here, v'nal b'fanel, in order l'gainva, in order to steal it. So that's why Rashi holds that it's good enough to do v'nal b'fanel, and that's the chidushim miksav yad l'shitasai, that he is masber the din of a maisa gneva, because you need muchach ha-milsa dibritzoinayu. That's why he says Rashi's case, that the chiyav is k'shenal b'fanel. It suffices to have that chiyav. According to Rav Zalman's understanding in Taisis, it's not enough to have a muchach ha-milsa. There's a din, a gzeres ha-kosev, that's the taich of gneva. Gneva is that you need a maisa. So Taisis holds that that maisa has to be in the gneva, in the guf ha-dover ha-nignav. That's the chiddush of Rav Zalman, but that's ha-Taisis. But in Rashi, who holds that you need a maisa gneva, but it does not have to be in the dover ha-nignav, it could even be closing the door behind it, the hezber l'chayra would be like the chidushim miksav yad in Gittin Ayin Zayin, that the whole chiyav of the maisa gneva, that requirement that you need a maisa gneva, is only in order to make it the muchach ha-milsa dibritzainayu. Therefore, it suffices if it's nal b'fanel l'gainva. The Gemara brings two terutzim to the kasha of Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira, the terutz of Ravina and the terutz of Rav Sama. Ravina says that a chotzer is different because a chotzer is not a bar chiyuva, and therefore we'll say Yesh Shliach L'dvar Aveira. Rav Sama says that a chotzer is different is because a chotzer is not a bar bechira. It doesn't make decisions. A chotzer is an inanimate object, and therefore in such a case, there would be Yesh Shliach L'dvar Aveira. Rashi says that the svara of Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira is because of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayman, and the Makar of Rashi is from the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis that says Beferish that that's the svara of Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira. What exactly is the svara that you shouldn't have listened to the Divrei HaRav, to the Divrei HaTalmud, you should have listened to Hashem, to the Divrei HaRav? So what? L'maisa, the person did listen to the Divrei HaTalmud. So what is the svara that Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira? So it looks like a big machloikas in the Gedolei Achroinim. The Sma in Choshe Mishpat, Simin Kuf Pei Beis, Sivkatan Beis, and again in Simin Shin Mem Ches, Sivkatan Chof, says that this is a svara that there wasn't such a gemiras das in the Minui Shlichus of the Mishaleach. When the Mishaleach asked the Shliach to do it, Savur Ha'isi Shalo Yishmali. I thought he wouldn't listen to me, because Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayimin, he's going to listen to me instead of listening to Hashem. I didn't think he was going to do that, and therefore there's some chisaron in the das of the Minu Shlichus that the Mishaleach appointed this person. However, in Rashi Bayos, Rashi's not mashma like that. Rashi says on the Svara of Divrei Arav, Da Amrinon Lei, that we tell the Shliach, Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayimin, V'loi Haya Loi Lasois, and he shouldn't have done it. It sounds like the svara is not a svara klapei the minui shlichus of the mishaleach. It's a svara and a taina that's addressed to the shliach himself. And it looks like from Rashi that the explanation is, like Rabbi Kiva Eger in our sugya explains, that the reason of Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayimin, the reason why that is takes away the shlichus by a dvar aveira, is because the Torah says we will not allow a person to do a shlichus for someone else if it's something that he shouldn't have done. The Torah creates a parasha of shlichus, and the Torah does not allow. If you shouldn't have done it, if the Divrei HaTalmud is connected to the Divrei HaRav, you shouldn't have done it. It sounds almost like a knas, that if you did follow the Divrei HaTalmud instead of the Divrei HaRav, we will not let you get off the hook with that claim. We will not make a parasha shlichus. But usually a knas is midrabanon. Here, this is a knas that the Torah itself sets up, and the Torah says that there is no parsha of shlichus by a dvar avera, because loy hoya loy lasis, he shouldn't have done it. Rabbi Kiva Eger speaks out that an afkamina between the sma svara and his svara, which looks like Rashi's svara, is in the case where someone is a mumar, someone who does averas, and you know that he does averas. According to the sma, there would be yeshliach dvar avera, because you can't say, I didn't think he would listen to me. You knew good and well that he listens to people who want him to do averas. Whereas according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the din of ain shliach dvar avera would still apply. As Rabbi Kiva Eger explains, it doesn't make a difference if it's a mumar mumur or not, you still have the svara of loy hoya loy lasis, that he shouldn't have done it. And the Ramah in Choshe Mishpat, Simin Shin Pei Ches, Sif Tesvav, paskins, that if the shliach is someone that is huchzak to do the Aveira, we know that he's going to do the Aveira, he has that reputation, then in that case we'll say Yesh Shliach Hadvar Aveira. And the Ktsois HaChoshen over there in Simin Shin Pei Ches says that the beer in the Ramah is based on the svara of the Sma, because since the svara is that Savar HaYisi Shalo Yishmali, in the case where he's muchzak to do the Aveira, then we will say that Yesh Shliach Hadvar Aveira. Whereas according to Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Pashtus in Rashi, L'chayra, in such a case, we will say Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira, because Loi Hoya Loi Lasis. Rashi says the Svara of Divrei Arav, Divrei Atalmud, Divrei Mishaimin, only after the Gemara introduces the Svara of Ravina. Not when the Gemara first mentions the concept of Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira. And it's mistaber that Rashi was bediktuk that Rashi said this on Ravina. Because in the Havamina, the Gemara, after all, the Gemara is assuming Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira applies even by a Chatzer, if Chatzer Mishum Shlichus is Rabboi. By a Chatzer, surely there's no Svara of Divrei Arav, Divrei Atalmud, Divrei Mishaimin. You can't say like the Sma, that a person would think that the Chatzer wouldn't listen to him to do an Aveira. And you surely can't say like Rashi, that it's Loi Hoya Loi Lasais, he shouldn't have done it. This is a Chatzer, an inanimate object. So obviously in the Havamina, the Gemara assumed that it was a Din, a Gzeris Hakosav learned out from Sukkim that ain't Shliach Hadvar Aveira. But once the Gemara introduces the Svara of Ravina, that Ravina says that if the person is not a Bar Chiyuva, then Yesh Shliach Hadvar Aveira, then we could say that the Svara of ain't Shliach Hadvar Aveira when someone is a Bar Chiyuva is because of Divrei Arav, Divrei Atalmud, Divrei Mishaimin. Either like the Sma, that I didn't think a Bar Chiyuva would do the Aveira, or like Rashi and Rabbi Kiva Eger, that if the person is a Bar Chiyuva, he shouldn't have done it. Amrinan Lei, we tell him that you shouldn't have listened to the Divrei Atalmud, Veloy Hoya Loy Lasois. That's why Rashi introduces the Svara of Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmud, specifically after the Gemara says the Svara of Ravina. What is the Svara of Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimin according to Rav Sama? Rav Sama holds that even if someone is not a Bar Chiyuva, still will say Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira, as long as it's someone or something that has Bechira. But only if it's, you don't say Ibai Avid, Ibai Loi Avid, like by a Chatz, which is an inanimate object, there will say Yesh Shliach Hadvar Aveira. But L'chaira, if someone is not a Bar Chiyuva, according to Rav Sama, will still say the klal of Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira. Like, for example, when the Kayan tells the Yisrael, say the Kaddish Li'isha Grusha. Even though the Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva, still we're going to say Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira. L'chayra, the svaras of Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira don't make sense over there. If the Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva, you can't say, I didn't think he was going to do it. And you can't say as well, Loi Hoya Loi Lasais. He's not a Bar Chiyuva. Why does he have the din of Divrei Arav, Divrei Atalmud, Divrei Mishaimin? However, the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Malva Veloive, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Dalad, assumes like the Sma, that the Svara of Divrei Arav, Divrei Atalmud is that the Mishaleach could say, I didn't think he was going to listen to me. And the Mishnah Lamelech explains, Bidas Rav Samo, that the Mishaleach could say, I didn't think he would listen to me to be Machshel me. True, he's not a Bar Chiyuva, but he knows that I am a Bar Chiyuva. I am a Kayin, I'm not allowed to marry a Grusha. So when I told him, Tzei V'kadosh Li'isha Grusha, Savar Ha'isi Shalo Yishmali, I thought he wouldn't listen to me to be Machshel me. And the same thing, Al Derech Zeh, we could say according to Rashi and Rabbi Kiva Eger, if the Svara is Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishaimin, V'loi Hoya Loi Lasois, he shouldn't have done it. So we could say he shouldn't have done it, even though Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva on marrying a Grusha, but he shouldn't have been Mekadosh this woman for a Kayin, because he shouldn't have been Machshel this Kayin. It's mavur in this Mishnah Lamelech that when a Kayin tells the Yisrael, Kadesh li isha grusha, the Yisrael is over on being Machshel the Kayin, he's over the lav of Lifnei Iver, and it's mafurish this way in Toises by us, Dibur Hamaschel da Omar li Yisrael, where Toises says that the Yisrael in such a case is over the lav of Lifnei Iver. And there is a chiddush included in that, and that is brought out by the Prima Gadim in his Sefer Shoshanas HaAmokim Klal Yud. The Prima Gadim brings the famous chiddush of the Tshuvas Emunah Shmuel Simen Yud Dalid, which is written by the one who wrote the Teferes Shmuel on the Rosh, Rav Aaron Shmuel Kaidenover, and the Emunah Shmuel is Mechadish, that the only time someone is over on Lifnei Iver is if they themselves are Muzar on that Avera. If someone is not a Bar Chiyuva on a certain Aveira, when he's Machshel someone else to do that Aveira, he is not over on the Lav of Lufnei Iver. That is a Chiddush of the Emunah Shmuel. The Prima Gadim in his Sefer Sheshanas HaMakim says, you see from our Gemara with our Taisvis, not like that. Because Taisvis says in the case of Kayin Sha'ama Le'isha, Koyin sha'amal Yisrael, kadesh li isha grusha, the Yisrael is over on lifnei iver. And as the Mishnah Melech explains, that's the whole svara of Rav Sama, that I didn't think he would do it because he wouldn't be machshali. Or the svara we said according to Rashi and Rabbi Kiva Eger, that loy hoya loy lasis, he shouldn't have done it because he's over on the lava of lifnei iver. So we see that even though the Yisrael is not muzar on this avera of marrying a grusha, a Yisrael is allowed to marry a grusha, still when he's machshal someone else who is muzar on that avera, in the avera of Kiddushei Grusha, he is over on the lav of Lifnei Iver Leisitein Michshol. So that is a chiddush that comes out from this Rashi, from this Gemara with the Tosfos, not like the chiddush of the Tshuvas Emunah Shmuel. I just meet Mitzayin one last yedia in the inyan of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Bepashtus, when we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, that means that it's Batlo HaShlichus. There is no Shlichus Bechlal. And Tosfos Taka says that in Dibur HaMaschil to Amar LeYisrael, Tosfos at the very end of the Tosfos in his second Teretz Inami says that if you hold Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, Ein Chalin HaKedushin. When the Koyin asks the Yisrael to be Mekadesh Isha Grusha, the Kedushin is not Chal. But if you read the Tosfos carefully, it looks like Tosfos in his Kasha and Tosfos in his first Teretz assume that even if Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, that just means that you're not allowed to do this Shlichus. But if you do it, then the Shlichus is Kayam. There is no Bittel HaShlichus. And that is a Chiddush that comes out according to the first Teretz of Tosfos. I'll be Mitzayin that the Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda in Madura Kama, Evan HaEzer Simen Ayin Hey, is not willing to accept that anybody would hold that the shlichus is kayum. When you say ein shlichus l'dvar avera, of course the shlichus is batal. And he goes on to explain which nekuda Tosfos in the first teretz argues on the second teretz. However, if you look carefully at the Tosfos HaRosh over here and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, it seems pretty clearly like the Pashtus in Tosfos that the first part of Tosfos and the first Teretz of Tosfos holds that even if you hold Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, that just means you're not allowed to make the Shlichus. But if you do make the Shlichus is Kayam. That is a Chiddush according to some Shitas in the Sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, Ayin Shom in the Tosfos HaRosh and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.